Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
It's the offensive line with Olin Krutz in the middle. About as good as it gets at the center position.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Like we're talking about the Caleb and Johnson and everybody on that last drive. And Caleb being under pressure all game, but still being comfortable in that pocket, man. He didn't have happy feet at all, Pat. He just sat in there, kept his eyes up. Adam Archuleta, I don't know what game he was watching, but he was calling the game and saying things that weren't going on the screen, which was awesome to listen to, too, right?
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
And Owen, like you said, as a teammate, I just kind of always picture myself in the Muggs Hallis room of sitting there when guys did get awards and how they reacted.
Molly, I just realized that Pat didn't like me when I won my awards then. I didn't really...
It was only the piccolo. It's like you went against the piccolo. That's what I loved about it. Like, the piccolo was supposed to be this humble teammate and all this stuff, and then Olin would get announced. He'd be like, yes! Yeah, that's right. That's another one. You and George. You and George both didn't like when I was collecting those awards, right?
I look forward to hearing that story again and hope he includes it in his Hall of Fame induction speech.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel & Holmes on 670 The Score.
Damn right Olin Krutz should be in the Hall of Fame. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. You should go check it out. Oh, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, man. It's goodbye week. Bears on a 2-game win streak. Cubs are winning. Illinois won and Northwestern won. We're winning all over the place.
This is like a really good sports moment. And we haven't had a lot of them. We've railed on the Bears for years now with consistency, and the White Sox were the worst team in baseball. Then they got 20 games better, and they were the second worst team in baseball. I mean, like, this is...
got better, though.
Yeah, yes, they did. This is a rare good moment. What can that mean for a football team on a bye to be sitting in a good spot with an opportunity to still get better?
Well, it's good to change your culture, right? That we talked about, and we heard Ben Johnson talk about, and a lot of players talk about this week, the fact that they have to learn how to win in that building. And when Coach Johnson came in here, he talked about how he talked to people, and they said, just let the Bears, right? They'll find a way to lose games. So to win a couple games, and we know it took 8 takeaways to win those 2 games, and a lot of things had to happen, but they still won. And they won while not looking too good and finding a way to win games that we kind of got used to them losing. So as far as culture goes, as far as selling the fact that, look, guys, focus, details, right? They're now 2-0 since Coach Johnson challenged them to focus more at walkthroughs through the media. And obviously a lot of them didn't take that well, but looks like they did take it well, right? So finding ways to win, and there wasn't a lot of details out there versus the Las Vegas Raiders, but – they walk away with a 1-point win, and a win is a win in the NFL. It's hard to win. So they can take that away from it, and guys are a little more coachable after losses. And just, guys, as you guys know, very important to get that buy-in from your locker room when you're a brand new coach?
The motivation aspect in the NFL is always fascinating to me because it's a league filled with guys that are self-starters. But then you have to take that like next step to develop as a pro. With Tyrique Stevenson, it seems like their choice is we're not going to give him praise. We're not going to go over the top. We're going to stay on him to, and maybe even doubt him a little bit to try to get the most out of him. For the last 2 weeks, it's worked. Why is Tyrique Stevenson having success on the tape?
It looks like Al Harrison got through to him on how to play cornerback, how to focus on every down, and probably how to improve his practice habits, Lawrence. And that's what shows through on tape, is that he, you can tell the way he's playing that position now, the way he's recognizing down and distance, routes, alignments, guys that he's on, expecting what routes to run. That was a great interception he had against Geno to open the third quarter, right? We got to give Chip Kelly a game ball since he was averaging 8 yards a carry and decided to run a naked boot with Geno Smith. But listen, you still got to make the play, Lawrence, right? You have to make that play. And I just see that on film. And maybe, guys, having a guy like Al Harris as his coach, who he knows has done it, right? Maybe kind of a similar body type, similar personality, a guy who played the position like he plays it. And, guys, that's invaluable, man, when you have a guy who's actually done it as your coach on the highest level. The respect is automatic, right? We always talk about learning from the older guys, having veteran presence in Hallis Hall to teach the young guys how to prepare, how to become pros. What we saw for 2 weeks, and I don't want to go overboard, but what we saw for 2 weeks was a guy who's becoming a pro, who's becoming a professional. As you guys know, it takes more than 2 weeks. But for 2 weeks, we have saw that on film. It's pretty easy to describe when you see a guy all of a sudden, oh, look, he kind of knew what route they were going to run down. He was expecting that. His footwork was good. His hand fighting was good. He aligned in the right place. He didn't give the guy a free catch. You're watching all those things on film, man, for 2 weeks. And hopefully at some point that kind of success becomes what he wants more of, right? That's his incentive. Man, I enjoy playing good football. I enjoy making a big interception. And I enjoy what a lot of guys enjoy in the NFL, the huge contract coming my way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's stay on that for a second and talk about veteran leadership. I got hyped, O. Like, you've watched games with me. I'm fairly low-key when it comes, but I got hyped on the Byard interceptions because I saw a guy who clearly watched film. And the way that he baited Geno Smith into those throws, I loved seeing him because that's a guy that you know takes his job very seriously.
Yeah, and let's start with Dennis Allen's simulated pressure for 2 weeks in a row against veteran quarterbacks who've played a lot of football, right? Walking seven guys up, showing them a look, and then boom, dropping back into a look like it was cover three or maybe cover two invert. I don't know what Byard was doing. He was just doing what, like you're saying, what his film study told him to do, and he baited Geno, made him look like he was going deep to the deep middle of the field, and drove on two balls in a row, man. And they were great plays, right? But it all worked together with the simulated pressure, which seems to be spooking these quarterbacks, right? And I'm very interested to watch. I'm sure you guys had Bowen on, and he could do a lot better job explaining it than I can about the secondary. I'm like that guy, you know, you drive on the freeway and there's big signs when it's construction, it says stay in your lane. That's what I do, right? So Bowen can explain to you about the coverage and what they were in. But just from the film, from the sideline angle, when I was watching, and I've been studying Dennis Allen's third down package, just because I'm curious in how it like Dak Prescott and Geno Smith seemed confused by it. Didn't know where to go with the ball. You seen Dak checking the ball down to the tight end. He broke the world record for throwing to the tight end in one game. Hmm. And then the next, Geno Smith is throwing the ball to Byard twice on third down. So Byard, of course, man, two big plays. Somebody's got to make those plays. But also the defensive coordinator, when not getting much pass rush, not stopping the run, but on third down, getting off the field.
So you can speak to what it feels like to be a center and an offensive line when that pressure comes, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of Bears fans are seeing it and maybe learning about it and realizing, because we have a guy who's doing it, like they'll put on the defensive line, they'll show 7 or 8 mm-hmm. or 9 up on the D line on some downs, and then people drop off and it's 5 coming or it's 4 coming. Sometimes it's 7 coming, and they're from different spots. Like, what does that do to an offensive line's anxiety level at that point?
You have to prepare, right? And you have to just trust the fact that sometimes you're not going to be right. And that's why I was curious to speak, if I even bring that up, because that's why I was curious to watch it, thinking through protections to myself. Okay, who do we point here? What would our game plan be? Is there anything, any repeatables, right? Always look for repeatables. Are they bringing the same guy? Are they bringing Brisker all the time? Tremaine Edmonds? Are they bringing these other guys? No, they're not. So you just have to pick it and then go, and then the quarterback has to win. Right. If the guys are coming free, the quarterback has to win. But it makes him think for just that extra second, who is coming, who's not coming. But guys, the guys on the back end, they have to be able to cover when you're disguising that much. Right. When you're disguising, there will be one or two guys that maybe could run free. And that's what Lawrence is talking about with Byard's plays on the back end and the guys in coverage and the job that they're doing right now. Because as you guys have seen, man, on first and second down, the run game is atrocious, right? And they get guys to third down, and they make huge plays there. I didn't know that when Ben Johnson was coming in, I didn't know that he was just going to steal Lovie Smith's template and force takeaways, and that's how we were going to win.
Well, but it makes sense, though, when you're saying, like, the offensive line has to just – you have to expect your quarterback to win, and it's a difficult mm-hmm. position. Let's stay on the offensive line. Ozzie Trapillo saw time at right tackle. When and if Darnell Wright is back, would they dare consider moving Darnell Wright to left tackle in the middle of a season? Would you do that, or does Theo Benedict stay there and Trapillo is back to a backup? Could you move Darnell in the middle of a year?
I wouldn't, especially coming off of injury and the fact that he didn't work any of it in camp, right? He had no reps at left tackle. Now, if you get to a position where you have to do it, right, where you have to, you know, say Theo gets injured or gets banged up, or you got to move somebody over there, it's probably going to be Darnell Wright if Braxton can't go again. But I would think right now it's going to be Theo at left tackle, Darnell Wright, if he is healthy, at right tackle. And then it'll be interesting because Ozzie will be your swing tackle then, right? And then I guess he'll come in for Darnell Wright. And if the problem would be, like you're talking about, is if Theo gets banged up, who goes to left tackle, right? So that's the decisions they have to make up there at Halisaw. Now, it's hard for me to say. I'm not at practice. I'd have to go back and watch Darnell Wright play left tackle at Tennessee and see what his set looks like and ask him, like, when's the last time you took a left tackle set, right? Maybe Coach Rochard is having him work some of that. Maybe they've been planning for this. This I don't know, right? Especially now with that UCL injury, I think that I hear he has in his elbow. It'll be interesting to see what they do with him. But, you know, we knew, guys, coming into the year that this tackle spot was going to be a problem, right? And I told you guys from the beginning, if they start panicking and going after that left tackle spot, I'm going to get a little worried, right? Because that's not the problem, right? The problem isn't the fact that, okay, all of a sudden, our lowest paid guy isn't making plays. The problem is that we talk about like the first pressure in the game, right? The center gets beat. The one sack they give up, they get beat by inside pressure on their inside three, right? That's where all the money is. So I just get a little worried when I start hearing everyone. The last thing I want to talk about all bye week is the problem I knew they would have there. Look, you want to go with Thiel? Go ahead. Right, I don't think it's going to fix that much, but go ahead and go with it. Right, Braxton deserves to go to the bench for a little while. I think he had three mental mistakes on run plays in the game. You can't have that in the NFL. So you got to go with somebody else. I'm sure it's where frustration came from, and that's why they made the change.
What do you, if it is Theo that goes out there and plays left tackle, how do you expect that defenses will try and attack him?
I think that, like the Raiders went after him the same way. He does duck his head sometimes, right, in pass pro. He does get out a little better than Braxton does with the silent count. So, and he will battle you. The run blocking was a little more efficient than Braxton. They didn't get to the mic about five times on outside zone to the left the whole game. It really fascinated me, right? I mean, they didn't get there with Braxton and Tooney. They didn't get there with Theo and Tooney. The only difference was one and Monungai ran through the mic. And the other one, Swift, outran the mic in the second half. That was the difference in the run game in the second half. I think that they'll definitely get their best rusher on a young left tackle, Lawrence, like you would do. They're going to go after him. They're going to bull rush him because he does duck his head. And then when he bulls and ducks, they're going to cut the corner on him. I think the one time that Caleb hit Rome on the out on third and five, I think it was, Clunch ran right by Theo Benedict. So, again, the guys who are a lot of expected from, the guys, the first-round picks, the guys with all the money, they're going to have to raise the level of the guys that they put on the field with them.
Olin Krutz is here with us on Spiegel and Holmes. Some of the guys went to the Cubs game on during the bye week here. Coach went to the Cubs game.
We saw him yesterday. We were out there, and he went right. He walked through the metal detector after one of our producers did, and he was like, "Oh, he's right there,
man." Yeah. He's probably yelling at one of the announcers.
Aditi wasn't doing that game. Olin, did you ever go to a Cubs game while you were an active player?
Or a White Sox game, because the White Sox were winning a World Series when O was going to Pro Bowls.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Lawrence. I didn't mean to offend you.
I'm just matching up the times.
I understand.
When Olin was playing, the White Sox were really good.
I'm so sorry.
Jeez. no love for the South Side on this show. No,
he has a cultural White Sox fan. Yeah. he still gets feisty. Olin, do you ever go to a ball game during a football season?
The one time I do remember it is Roberto Garza and Cinco de Mayo sang the seventh inning stretch. Got a limo bus for us. We went down there. Ended up in Moe's Cantina after that.
And, yeah.
The next day, Harry Hestand asked us because he could smell, the drinks in the room. He said, "Gosh, where were you guys?" I said, "Harry, I don't know who Moe is, but he runs one hell of a cantina." But I've been to both White Sox and Cubs games and enjoyed myself. Went this year when they had the Illinois, they had Coach Bielema, and they took the captain down there to a game, and I watched him play. I think it was the Brewers, and they won that game. So I've been to a few games down there. It's a great place to watch a game, obviously.
Can that be good for a team? Was that good for you and Garza and the guys to go hang out together?
Oh, yeah, man. You know what they say, a team that drinks together wins together.
You know, it's like I've done it with radio shows where we're like, we have a good time. And the next day, everybody's got a little, a little hangover, but like some walls are broken down. That happens sometimes.
Yep. Plenty of time to do work, man. Do your work. Make sure you just get your work done and then go out there, have fun, get to know your teammates, build their camaraderie. And then, like you're saying, Speaks, a lot of times that's how you build your team. That's how you become one unit, one family, and you go out there and you win a lot of games together.
And that was a huge bounce back for the Fighting Illini this past weekend.
Man.
And yes. I saw a lot of God's play going on the offensive line. It was a lot of duo, and they were moving furniture against USC. That was beautiful to see happen.
Yeah, Coach B deserves a lot of credit, right, Lawrence and Spiegs? I mean, after what happened in Indiana, let's be honest, none of us knew what was going to against USC, but he held the line, gave his team confidence, told them how to beat USC, and they went out there and did it, man. Well, what a big win for them. And, you know, Josh Whitman's the AD down there, and you go down there, and they got the big noon kickoff down there. They had the Barstool show, got things going on. They got an atmosphere down there now, guys. They've changed the Illinois football around, and they got it moving in the right direction. And like you guys are talking about, that's a huge bounce back against, you know, after what happened to Indiana. All of us were a little, I mean, I feel like I got beat up after that game. I felt like Rocky yelling Adrian when I was watching that football game, right? But come back, beat a good USC football team, find a way. Dale Lano kicks that field goal, moves down the field with 2 minutes left. They lose a lead late. Luke Altmyer has had a great year.
He really
takes
has.
Them down the field, and they kick a field goal, man, and they beat a very good USC team after what happened. That takes, like you guys know, man, that takes culture. That takes your building being together. That takes a lot of good coaching.
What I love about that, too, is that it allows for all of Illinois' goals to still be attained. Mm-hmm. Like, you lose the game to Indiana, and yeah, it was rough, and Kurt Cignetti, what he's done in Bloomington is pretty amazing. But the fact that they bounce back, they beat a ranked team, and they still have Ohio State on the schedule, but if they're a 10-win team, they're still in the mix to be a playoff team. So that game against USC was huge from that standpoint.
And it felt that way when you're sitting in the stands and the crowd was there and they felt that way, right? And you could see the way Illinois was competing. And you could see the way USC was competing, right? And it was just a back-and-forth game, heavyweight fight. I mean, Lincoln Riley does a great job calling offenses. He gave the defense all they could handle. Right? And then they just kept throwing and trading punches. And again, like we're talking about for a team, and I played a lot of football and I'm watching my kids play, but I'm also an analyst, right? And I'm like, you know, people are asking me, how you think they'll bounce back? I said, I don't know. I really don't know how you bounce back from what happened with Indiana. But they sure enough did it, Lawrence, man. And like you're saying, all their goals are still there. And they go down to Purdue this week, and we'll see what happens.
Olin Kreutz is consistently on an American tour watching his kids play sports.
I definitely am.
I know it. And when the travel schedule allows, we see him talking Bears. Olin, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, guys, man. Have a good Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.